Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, mom.
Hello, people.
How are you doing, mom?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It Yay! Rained last night and it was fun to listen to, except it woke me up at like 4 a.m. Like it starts hitting the gutters a certain way when it gets too full and just starts making a noise, and I had to put some earplugs in.
Ah,
I love the sound of the rain, so I'm good.
Oh, we had a downpour early in the evening. It was amazing, like a microburst, which was scary because it reminded us of like 3 years ago, but when we had the mudslide thing.
Oh,
debris flow, but it was the same kind of thing, but not as quite as intense.
Yeah, it came on fast and strong.
It was like bang. Yeah.
Okay. Aggressive.
So, aggressive.
Aggressive.
But it was awesome to watch.
Yeah. It thundered and lightning too. I know everyone not in LA.
Laughs.
It's like, what are you guys, who cares? Us. We don't get rain.
We never get rain.
Yeah,
like, I want to put on some galoshes and go splash in the puddles.
Anyway, it's been a good day. It's been a good week. It's been a good morning. I mean, do we want to? Oh, we did Christmas. Listen, this is the last podcast of this year.
This is the last podcast of this season.
We will start up again February 1st. So this one's a little bit more relaxed. I have like two news things to talk about, some questions. This is just like, this is it.
This is wrapping up the year.
We're wrapping it up.
And like next year is going to be awesome.
Says you?
Me.
Okay.
Positive. The power of positive thinking, Rachel. Come on.
Okay. Christmas was great. We just chilled. Very chill. This was the first year we didn't do our family's annual Christmas cookie party. So it was weird in the middle of the day. We didn't have anything to do because usually we spend the middle of the day preparing for the cookie party. So we cleaned Colleen's pantry.
You took a nap.
I took a nap, which was fantastic. I had a migraine. My migraines, they don't hurt my head. I lose vision. And so I laid down for a minute at Colleen's so I could see enough to drive home. And then I napped with Snoop in the sunbeam and then woke up and I was fine.
Yeah.
Power of naps.
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk about the holidays that are this week?
Sure. There aren't many.
It's a chill week.
Worth even mentioning. So I just put a few.
Rude.
Today.
Uh-huh.
This kind of makes me sad. Because I don't have a lot of people around me today to do this. Card playing day.
Come on.
Who doesn't like a good game of rummy? Go fish.
I don't
slap that. What's that slap that thing?
ER, Egyptian rat screw.
Never heard of that. No, the thing where spoons.
Spoons.
Spoons. Spoons.
That's a good one. Any fast-paced game where your talent is speed, I'm phenomenal at.
I love those. I love
competitive.
Those.
Well, anyway, they get so competitive. Sorry. I love card games.
And all I have here is dad. So
he can't. He is slow. Love the man. He is slow.
So that's not going to happen. It's also Call a Friend Day. So when you're done listening to this podcast, dial up a friend.
I FaceTimed a friend this morning and we chatted for like an hour.
Good girl.
I did it.
Good girl. You could do it again. You could do it to more than one friend.
That's a lot of work on my part.
Oh, gosh.
I give people my all, and then I'm exhausted afterwards.
You do.
If I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to talk to you, and then I'm done.
And you listen, too, which is good.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Well, that's how you talk to people. You can't talk to someone and not listen.
Some people do.
But that's just talking at someone.
Yes.
Not with someone.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
Tuesday, National Hero Day.
God, why did I just start singing God Bless America? Oh my gosh, this country has ruined me.
National Hero Day. It could be what to, Any, what do you find? What's a hero to you, Rachel?
A mom.
Oh. I can't continue. Give me a second.
Oh my God.
Okay. National Hero Day is tomorrow.
So celebrate your mom tomorrow.
That's great. Did not expect that.
Oh, come on.
Okay, there's all kinds of heroes. Yes. Wednesday. I'm sorry, Rachel, but it's National Bacon Day, and I'm excited.
Bacon's delicious. Calm down. Listen, I know so I don't delicious. Eat it, and like it comes from pig, and I don't want pigs to die. But that
have you had faux bacon?
I've actually have. It's fakin.
Is it good?
It's called fakin.
Fakin that bacon.
I'm bacon the fakin. Yeah, it's fine. Bacon, crispy bacon is delicious. I 100% agree with that. I'm not mad at anyone who eats it. Like, obviously, little piggies shouldn't die for our little taste bud pleasures, but it's a pleasure.
Okay, well, that's Wednesday. It's also Falling Needles Family Fest Day. All that to say, recycle your tree.
Falling Needles Family what day?
Fest Day.
Falling Needles Family Fest Day. You think I know what that means?
That's why I gave a look and went, it means recycle your tree.
Oh, how do you recycle a tree? I have one. How do I do it?
Usually your trash company comes and picks them up and recycles them.
So I just put it on the curb?
Yeah. There's other places around town you can check. You can Google it.
Oh, I'd rather ask my mom.
And find places that take your trees.
When are you supposed to take down Christmas decorations?
It's the same as when do you put them up? Whenever you want.
I feel like a lot of people wait till after the new year. Is that Christmas decorations a part of the new year? Or is it just like because it's the holidays?
It's holidays and people can't have time to put them away. Mm. I used to take it down the day after Christmas, but then I got more relaxed and it's like, whenever. So like a week later after Christmas, New Year's.
I feel like I want to take mine down today just because it's over.
Yeah. We can't because it's raining. We might get wet.
Oh, because you have to go out to the garage.
No. The shed.
Oh, the shed.
Oh. It gets a little muddy over there.
That's fine.
So we'll probably wait till tomorrow to take them down.
All right. Any other holidays?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You still got a job here, Mom. I know it's the last time. It's like that last week of senior year of high school, and you're like, oh, I have to keep doing this.
Thursday's New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to help with Flynn while his mommy does a show.
Yeah, but the show's at like 1. What are we supposed to do after? I don't have any plans for after. Aren't we supposed to do things like till midnight? Woohoo.
Not me.
Okay. Great. I ain't doing anything.
Because it's COVID year. We can't do anything.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know, stay up at least.
I kind of think you guys are going to all be exhausted from the show.
That is true. I'm going to be asleep by 10.
Yes.
The worst.
Yes. And we'll hoop and holler with Flynn at like 7:30. Tell him.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's just going to, he doesn't know.
But we go through the motions anyway.
Oh.
And Friday's New Year's Day.
Wait, you're not going to get drunk?
Those days are done. No, I am not.
Okay.
Drunk on love from my kids.
Oh yeah. So I get to see you on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
And Friday's New Year's Day, 2021, people.
Is that really a holiday?
I don't know. It's the only one listed.
Usually there's like 12 holidays on every single day.
I know. There wasn't many. Go ahead.
No, go.
They were so ridiculous. I went, I'm not going to say that. So.
What? Wait, Mom, we've had some ridiculous holidays, like Bagel Day.
Oh, that's not a ridiculous day.
Oh, what's a ridiculous holiday to you?
Should I re-look it up? I don't even remember.
I just like our level of ridiculous, I feel is like we've talked about some weird holidays, Mom. Were they boring? If they're boring, then I don't want to listen to
them. That's probably what they were.
Okay, ridiculous as in boring. Like, why would you even make me know about that?
Yeah. I was like, no, I don't think so.
Okay. I mean,
I'll tell you real quick because it's like right here.
Okay, tell me. Can you read it? Did I get you the right prescription glasses, Mom?
I have to put them at the right place. Okay. Pepper pot day.
What's a pepper pot?
I don't know.
Okay, screw these holidays. We can
make up your mind day. Unlucky day. I don't want to hear those. Okay.
Negativity. We do not want this negativity in our lives.
There's been enough negativity this year. Let's
all
focus on the positive.
Good vibes. Come on, y'all.
Do you like my new Christmas paintings?
Yeah, where'd you get those?
My grandkids.
Rude. I asked for paintings for Christmas from the children.
I got paintings from the boys.
Only Jacob drew me in pencil a castle on the side of a card. So Jacob held up his end of the bargain. Not what I had in mind, but the man went for it.
He gave me a snowflake, a snowman.
Parker looked me in the eye and goes, I didn't get you anything. I said, thanks, Parker. I love that kid.
He's a sweetie.
Okay.
He painted that one.
Of course, he painted it for you. I wanted him to paint me something with yellow because yellow is like a theme in my house, and he loves yellow. You know
what? Maybe he mixed up the tags or something.
No, he knew because he looked me in the eyes and told me he didn't give me anything. And I told him to smile. That was a gift enough. So he did.
This one's Duncan. Who did this one? Jacob.
But who did Bailey do the snowman?
Oh, this one's Bailey's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you said Jake did the other one.
Jake, Bailey,
what
Duncan,
is this? Very difficult.
Parker.
The people just listening to this, sorry.
I'm like, what is she talking about?
We'll move on. All right. Before we move on to the little news we have today, let's check to see if we have a sponsor. Sponsor, sponsor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Okay. This was just my favorite piece of news today. And also, what is the world? Tesla's new boombox feature. So Tesla cars have this thing where you can make the noise happen on the outside of the car, on not just like a honk. It's like something else. Well, they now have a fart thing. So you can fart at people like on the sidewalk. So the Tesla's cars fart on people. That was strange and okay.
Rachel, we have the same shirt on. Mine says be kind too.
I can't see yours. You have a giant microphone covering it.
It says
we do not have the same shirt on at all.
It says be kind. There's a bee. Then below it says kind. Sorry. And you said be kind. We're thinking alike today.
You look like Flynn when you tell him he has a truck on his shirt. He's like, you have a truck on his shirt. He goes, tries to see it. Okay, our shirts have the same message, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
And
yeah.
Simpatico today, right?
Again, no negativity here, guys, except when I'm being a butthead. In more news, because that's what we were talking about, Twitter. Okay, so you know how like every president, they have their own personal Twitter account, and then there's the president Twitter account, POTUS, POTUS's Twitter account. Well, when they Twitter decided when they transfer it to Joe Biden from Trump, they're going to delete all of the followers. And so you have to he has to start fresh.
Good.
I don't know. Did they do that with Obama to Trump? I don't remember. Not going to look it up. Didn't care that much. But that's just so if you want, you know, Biden to have some followers when he becomes the president, follow him on Twitter. If not, then okay. That's the end. So a company on Instagram scammed a bunch of small influencers. There was this beauty company or whatever, and they emailed a bunch of seven girls that fell for it. Seven different Instagram influencers want to grow their channel or whatever, and they were like, "Hey, we will pay you $500 if you take pictures of yourself using our scrubber." And you can send us the pictures or whatever. You can post them. We just we'll send you $500 for taking pictures with the scrubber. But we can't send you the scrubber, so you have to buy it. But here's a 50% off coupon. So a bunch of girls bought the $40 this scrubber that cost them $40. And then the company ghosted them. So this company got all these girls to buy these scrubbers and post pictures of it. And the girls paid to promote this beauty company.
So they made $350 about.
Yeah, but then they also got the promo because the girls posted.
Of course.
Listen, companies will always try and take advantage of you. Always have a contract, some sort of contract, legally binding thing. Second, you talk about a lawyer, you don't even have to have one. Just say, like, I can have my lawyer look over your contract if you want to pursue this. And if they're crap, they'll leave you alone. If they're not, then they'll go for it.
Yeah.
Don't trust anybody ever.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't
do it.
Don't.
So I feel bad for them. Apple apparently wants to build their first car in 2024. Way to have a plan, guys. Way to have a four-year
plan. Can they get a better phone? Because
so many people said, I ain't going to buy that car because the second a new one comes out, mine's going to start crashing into things.
Yes. But my phone keeps freezing on me.
They want to do self-driving and breakthrough battery technology, but they're super vague and they have no plans.
Wait a second. Wait. Battery technology? Let's start with the phone's battery working
better. Apple products are trash.
But we get them all because
I'm not getting the car.
No.
I am not getting the car.
No, kidding me?
I don't care how easy it is to hook up my phone. Or hook up my Apple Watch. It's not happening. Also, just 2024, like, that's 3 years away. We got some, why are you announcing it now? We got some time.
Calm down. Was that Blaze making?
Yeah, Blaze made an appearance.
Yeah.
TikTok became the first major platform to ban multi-level marketing schemes.
Good.
Pyramid schemes are illegal.
Yep.
And multi-level marketing schemes found a loophole in that system. How are people still falling for it?
I don't know, but people do.
People
that are really smart fall for it.
Yes.
And
I know
people
who are married to lawyers. And I'm like, your husband's a lawyer. How is he letting you, not that men should control women, but as a spouse, as a partner in life, how are they letting you do this?
Well, they're hoping to get in the beginning and they get all that money. And then when it crashes, it doesn't matter. They've already made that money. They're
like,
hoping for that, you know,
silver dollar. They're investing into the ones that have already been in existence. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. They're already in existence. The money's already made. There's no more money to be made at the bottom level.
Yep.
Why? Are people so stupid? Anyway, but TikTok did this and I was like, oh, so all of these platforms could be doing this? Imagine if Instagram did it. So many girls would be at it.
Yes.
Oh my God. I think Instagram would crash. And then the last bit of news I have today. See, I told you very little happened. This is going to be a short, just whatever podcast. Yeah. It is the last week of school here.
Yeah.
So Iggy Azalea, I don't know what's going on. And she just went off on her social medias this week because her baby daddy has a side chick and she's posting things. And I don't know what's going on. If someone could just, the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I do love Iggy. I've always loved her music. I've seen her in concert and it was a mess and I loved it. I just want someone to summarize it. I want the cliff notes. Don't just do like a one word sentence. I need like a good comprehensive summary, but because Iggy's there, she'll bounce from Twitter to Instagram and I'm like, I don't have the patience or the focus to go back and forth. I love that you're doing this with me, Mom. My mom's following me with her head.
You kind of get into your stories and you have who's listening get into them with you. Because anyway, I'm listening.
You are listening. That's how to have a conversation.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't have the ability and the focus to figure out and put all the pieces together because I don't know where she's coming from and there's six. And I think she's also doing the thing where you have to follow the people she's talking about to understand what she's referencing. So if someone could just do all this detective work for me. I'm a little busy. I got some things going on. So if you could just like take a gander for me, a good summary, no one word things like he's a poop head. Give me the full story, but condense it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And she's putting it out there.
She's putting it out there.
So
and
it's not
so,
like, you know, if she wasn't, oh, it's raining again. If she wasn't putting it out there, is it raining there?
No.
It'll get to you. It'll get to you.
Just takes a moment.
She's putting out what she wants to put out.
Yeah. So like I wouldn't talk. I like there's a lot of BuzzFeed things that I don't talk about that are like apparently rumor has it.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, this girl isn't rumors has it. She goes, here are some facts. I am spitting facts today. Deal with it. So that's the only reason I mentioned it. She has it all out there. I'm just asking someone to figure it out for me. She didn't make it very clean and neat. Okay. Yes. So before we move on to the questions, because I got some questions today. Let's just check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I-Man wants to know if you could learn any language in the world, what would it be? Mom?
Me?
Yeah. Oh. I'm asking. Oh my God.
Oh, I thought you were going to answer it.
I'll answer it if you want to think about it. Do you want to hear my answer first?
Well, I want to learn Spanish because
Spanish is
so spoken where we live all around us. And I think that would be very helpful.
Yes.
In communicating with some people. But I've always wanted to learn Italian, but
really?
Yeah. Italian or something fun.
Italian's fun, y'all. I've always wanted to learn Spanish because it would just be the most useful and it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunter Bell wants to know if you could make one dream come true in the new year, what would it be?
COVID is gone.
That was mine. Like if you had asked me last year, I would have a completely different answer. But
100%.
I wish January 1st, COVID just didn't exist anymore.
Yep.
I am tired. And so is everyone else. And that's why no one's listening to the rules anymore. Everyone has just given up because the government wasn't on our side. And so everyone's like, it's so hard to do everything right when everyone else is doing everything wrong. So everyone just kind of gave up and it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
But don't give up.
Please don't give up. I want to go do things. Please. Yeah. I want to go live. I want to go hang out with human beings. I miss people. Okay.
Although I'm afraid I'll never see you again.
You will never see me. I'm gone. I'll be like, can you come watch the dogs? I got some things to do.
I guess I'll see the dogs a lot.
I already texted my one of my good friends who's like a dog. She's a dog walker, dog sitter, but she's been really trying to focus on training now. So I don't want to call her a dog sitter anymore because she wants to be a dog trainer. But I texted her. I was like, hey, you know that I'm going to hire you to watch my dogs all next year. She's like, great. I could use the money. I'll live at your house. You want me to move in? I was like, yes. She's like, perfect. So peace out once COVID's here. COVID's gone. I'm gone. Amanda wants to know if I have a P.O. box. Yes, I opened a P.O. box at the beginning of December. I'll put the address and the link of this video description box. I'll put the address in the description box of this video. Yeah, I opened a new one. There's an old P.O. box address that was to Santa Barbara. My new one is in Tarzana. So that's how you'll know the difference. Just think Tarzan.
Don't do Santa Barbara.
No, Tarzan has my mail now.
Yeah. So, Tarzan.
Tarzan has my, it's Tarzana, but just think Tarzan has my mail now.
Yeah.
And then Daniel wants to know, why does Colleen always go to your house, but you never go to hers? No, why do you always go to Colleen's house, but she never comes to yours?
She was at your house the other day.
She was at my house the other day. Yeah, she just stops by. She has a whole child. She has a whole, yeah. it's a whole child. And that, she doesn't leave it ever. She doesn't leave that child very, like, she's obsessed with him. So she doesn't like leaving him. And also it is way more work to take a 2-year-old to someone else's house than for me just by myself to go over to hers. Also, she's got a nice house. It's very nice to hang out.
You have
in.
A nice house. I
do.
Hanging out at it last
I
week.
Do. But there's always, I feel like in a family, in a group, there's that one house everyone just ends up congregating at.
Yeah.
And that her house is very much that house. Like, yeah, that's just how it is. It's very welcoming, inviting. There's always people there.
Food.
There's food. And if there isn't food, she orders it. And she's always like, you walk in, she's like, what do you want to eat? Like, she loves hosting. I'm not the hoster. I'm a good helper, but it's just that, I don't know. It's just, I feel like everyone has that one person's house that they just, like in high school, we all had that one friend's house that we always went to. Her house is it. And yep. I take no offense to it. My parents come to my house and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if I said, hey, come over, she'd be like, okay, I have to plan around this. Like when Flynn's asleep or something, but okay, I will. It's not like she has anything against it. It's just way easier for me to go to her place. Cammy wants to know, has Gwen seen any squirrel activity recently?
Yes, there's one right there, right out my window.
You I'm so focused, Mom. I'm so proud of you.
I am going to, I tried not to
take
look
that picture.
The
take that picture, Mom.
I'll send it to you, Rachel. So you better prove. Oh, just ran into the orange tree. But when I woke up this morning, it was over at its little nut table, just eating the little nuts I left for him in the rain.
Oh, I love you so much.
Wildlife. It's fun to watch.
It is. It's a lot of fun to watch. Jordan. Oh, it's Jordan. Sorry. Their name is It's Jordan. If you had to make one New Year's resolution, what would it be? This is. I'm going to let you answer.
I don't make them.
That's why I don't make them either. But that's why I said if you had to make one. So I think he knows that we don't make them.
Had to.
What's one thing?
I'd probably start exercising and getting healthy again.
Okay, that's good.
But I don't have to. And it's not a force thing. I have to want to do it.
Yes.
And it clicks in, and then one day it'll click in. I'll be, whoa, but it's not today.
Okay. I can decide. I want to start journaling again.
Oh, cool.
I need to start drinking more water.
I thought you were going to say drinking again. I'm like,
I need to get some alcohol in my body.
No.
I'm good. Thank you. I have plenty of fun without that.
Drinking more water. Okay. I'm going to send you little, what are those things called?
Reminders?
No.
Text messages?
Yeah, but those little pictures you throw in there.
A meme?
Emojis.
Emoji. Oh.
Of a water splash. And you go, oh yeah, I need to take some water now.
I mean, there's a glass of water emoji. You could just do that.
Okay, but the splash is funner.
Okay.
I'm throwing the water at you, Rachel.
Also, I need to do more yoga. Like, I got back into working out, and I've been
doing... I want to do yoga.
Do yoga. It's fun. Touch your toes.
Well, I can't.
I do my own version of yoga. I'll learn a few moves, and then I'll find my favorites, and then I just do those. I stretch. It's more stretching than yoga. Like, I don't sit at the end and meditate for a long period of time. I'm like, after I'm done stretching, I'm like, that was good. Time to do things. So, it's my version of yoga. It's stretching. It's
stretching.
It's thoughtful stretching.
I've looked up some yoga things to do, and then I thought, okay. And then I think after I do yoga, I'll go for a little walk, but I never started.
Yeah, it takes, it's self-motivation. You need self-motivation.
Well, for me, it's also hard because I'm here, I'm there, I'm here, I'm over there, I'm here.
Yes.
And it's hard to keep that going if you're...
That is why it's so hard for me to have a workout schedule, because it's like with our jobs. Well,
yeah,
this is your job too. Hi, you get paid.
Hi.
It's always so different and random, and the schedules is, there's no consistency really.
Right.
And so to like start working out, you kind of need this consistency, like every morning or every night or every afternoon. And I never know what's going to happen the next week. So it's hard for me to like stick with working out, but I've been trying. Yeah. I've accepted that I can work out in the morning or at night, depending on what's happening that day. Cammy also asked,
okay,
besides COVID, what would you consider this year like? But if you don't think about COVID.
If like, I don't think about COVID, and if I think of positive things, I think of I got to spend a lot of time with my kids.
Yes. I mean, this year, I think if you're not talking about COVID, there was a lot that happened. Like, not
there
just
was
COVID.
A lot.
The Black Lives Matter. That was huge, and it's still happening. Mm-hmm. And we voted out Trump. There was a lot of stuff, a lot of good movements, a lot of good people got involved in politics, like mm-hmm. started understanding things. I feel like there was a lot of bad, but a lot of good did happen.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of positives. Like, I actually got to see my sister a bunch this year because she's usually traveling for most of the year. So she was home and I needed her home. And so that lined up very selfishly nice for me. I told her that. I was like, I know you hate traveling. Like, you hate that you haven't been traveling, but I very much needed you here these past few months. And it was very nice to have you here. She's like, okay, good. And then I don't feel as bad. So there was definitely positives.
It would have been a harder year this year.
Yeah.
With COVID, with everything else. If there was traveling involved.
So, yeah, I mean, this year there was a lot of bad, but there was a lot of good, and it just depends on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Tegan wants to know, what made you happy this week? She is the last question. Mom, what made you happy this week?
This week just started. My squirrel this morning.
Oh my gosh. I'm pretty sure she meant like last week. Like,
being with the family on Christmas. I got to see all my family on Christmas. Not all at the same time, but we got to have some special times. That was great. My answer is always going to be family.
Yeah, I had good family. That's just normal. I made an effort to like reach out to each of my friends individually on different days. I had some good conversations.
Nice.
I had some really good conversations. And so that made me smile a lot because, I don't know, I just like people and good people. Yeah. And so I got to talk with my good people. So that was good. Cool. All right. That's it. We just have a 30-minute podcast today, y'all.
That's it.
Colleen's live show, Christmas Eve. Nope, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. I have to go to a tech rehearsal for that today. I think there's still tickets. So,
is there?
It's a live stream. Would they stop selling general admission tickets to a live stream?
No.
Right? It's the internet. We're capable of anything.
Yeah.
So check that out. I'm sure I don't know what the show is yet. I'm going to go find out real quick. I'm assuming I pop my head in every once in a while. I am running the laptop, though. Going back to my roots. Running the laptop. So if there's a technical mess up, don't blame me.
But wait, wouldn't we blame you? You're running the laptop.
I get fired every single Miranda show. Even if I'm not there, I somehow still get fired. So
yes,
no worries.
I love you
guys so much. This, again, is the last podcast. February 1st, we will launch season 2. It'll be fun. We don't even worry about it. It'll be great.
Wait a second. We've done it for more than one season, Rachel.
We haven't stopped. Are you kidding me? This has been one giant season the past like three years. And now we're going to start doing seasons. We're going to take every January off and have a seasons. Okay.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. All right. I love you guys a lot. Mom, I love you. You want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.